We are learning Masechtas Brachas Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting on top of the Amud of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Om Rav Yochanan Meshum Rav Yosi Menayin Shakaris Baruch Hu Mespal. How do you know that Hakaris Baruch Hu Davins Shenemar? Because it says in the pasuk Rav Yosim El Har Kochi V'Simachtem Aveis Tvilasi. So it says, Hashem says, I'm going to bring you to my Beis HaMikdash and my Beis Tefillah. It doesn't say Tefillah Som. It says Tefillah Si. Tefillah Som Lo Nemar El Tefillah Si. It sounds like they're saying the place where I daven. Mekan Shekharis Baruch Hu Mespal. You see from here that Shekharis Baruch Hu davens. My Matzli. What is it daven? Omer Rav Zutra Rav Tovya Omer Rav Yirotza Milufonai Sheyichav Shurachmi Es Kasi. He davens that his rachamim should be koivish, should squash his kas. Vigo rachami al midoisai. And my rachamim should come on my midoisai, vesnai, gemneim, im bonai, midas rachamim, and constant of primashur sadin. And should deal with my children, midas rachamim, and primashur sadin. So the obvious question over here is, how does a pass to say that the Eibush davens? What do you mean davens? He davens to himself, he's the kol yachol, pass davens. But that doesn't pass Davin. So I saw in the In Yaakov, they says Peshat is like this, that the Kavanah is that the Tzadikim, he's Mischanin from the Tzadikim, he's Mis'avel at Tfilos of Tzadikim, like we know. So he asked Tzadikim, please Davin, that my Rachamim should be Kovish my Kasi. That's what he says. He begs Kavayachal the Tzadikim to please Davin. That's what it means. What?
Would you see that something
about that? Tzadikim daven, of course. The real tzaddik. You know, I'm not a big tzaddik, so I don't know. But the real tzaddik davens for Klal Yisrael. That's what a tzaddik is. Doesn't daven for himself. He davens for Klal Yisrael. He davens for midas. It's for kovish. The midas din should be squashed. Tanya, yeah. That's the mashal. That's the in Yaakov Shal Su. That's the next Gemara. Nani Liberosha. Yeah. Tanya. Omer Rav Yishmol Ben Elisha. Pamachas nechnasi lahakdik teres v'nayim v'fnim. Yishmol Ben Elisha was a kohen gadol. And he went into the Ketair, to bring Ketairus of Nile, if the name was on Yom Kippur. V'ri'isi ach tari'kel ka Hashem tzivakos. These are the names, different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So v'yoshel akisi ram v'nisa. He saw, whatever that means, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. V'am Ali. And he said to me, Yishmol b'ni v'acheni. Bench, give me a bracha. Amarti lo, yiratim ufanecha, shirikovshu rachamecha, as kaschav egoilu rachamecha al midasecha. He said, yiratim that yirachamim should be kovish your kas, should be kovish your anger, egoilu rachamecha al midasecha, vesnaig in vanecha al midasarachamim, and you should deal with your children with rachamim, because time of frim of shura sadin, and you should do them extra special, even though they don't deserve it, menanili baroishai. And Kavayachal Kavayach Baruch Hu was Moida. He answered Amen, like Rashi says. But Kamash Lon Shleite Birchas Hedid Kal Beinecha. Never think that a Birchas Hedid is Kal, and even though he was Avad the Klape Kavayach Baruch Hu, he was a Hedid. So you see his Bracha is very Choshev, and so you see this idea, Taka, that it was the Tfilosim of Tzadikim that davened this Tfilah. Mor Yechom Shem Rav Yosi, Menayin She'ein Meratzin Le'odom B'Shas Kasai. How do you know that when someone is angry, it's not a good time to try to ask him for mechila, to try to make him feel better? That's not a good time. Wait till he's finished being angry. The chsiv, because it says in the pasuk, this is by Kadosh Baruch Hu, pana yaleichu v'ani chayis yilach, which would mean, what Tai Ching means over here, pana yilach and kas, so let the kas go away, and then I will let you daven to me. Om lekadosh baruch hu moshe, ham tuli ash yave panam shozam v'niach loch. Wait till my cast goes away, and then I'll be able to hear your tefillahs. Is the Eibush ever get angry? And yes, the Tanya went to the Braisa. The Braisa says, the Pasuk says, Elikim shoifet tzadik v'keil zoyem v'chol yoyim. The Eibush gets angry every day. V'kama zamoy. How long is the anger? Rega. A rega. And we'll see how much a rega is. V'kama rega. Echod mechameshes ribui, which is 50,000, v'shmoyna salafim, 8,000, so 58,000, v'shmoyna meyos, v'shmoyna and 888. So it's 58,888. 158,888 is a rega, v'sha'ah, in an hour. 158,888 of an hour is a rega, v'zui rega. And some And if you figure out the cheshbon, it comes out to 1/16th of a minute, of a second. 1/16th of a second. That's what it comes out. If you figure out how many seconds are in an hour, or 60 times 60, and then you figure it out by divided by 58, 8888, it comes out to 1/16th of a second. For example, an hour is around 3,600 seconds. Divide 58,000 by 3,600, and you can figure it out a little bit, you know, it's around 16. 16 times 3 is 40, but you figure it out, it comes to around 1/16. Now, so v'zui rega, v'ein kol ber yuchol l'chavno isa sha'o. No one can mechaven for that rega exactly. Chutz and Bilma Rasha. The only one who knew how to find that second when the Kodesh Baruch was angry, the only one was Bilma Rasha. The chsiv bevi yedea das elyon. It says in the pasuk that Bilam knew das elyon. Now the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Has no das elyon? Hash das behemta loyaviyado. We know from the story when he went to Mekal the Eden, he was on his chamar, and there was a whole story with the chamar. That the chamar talked to him, and he didn't know what the chamar was thinking. So you see, he didn't even know das of his own behema lehav yada. Das elyon have yada. Does he know who Kadosh Baruch was das? How could it be? A malamed. What it means the day das elyon malamed shall yedei lechaven oisa shasha Kadosh Baruch Kadosh Baruch. He knew the time when a Kadosh Baruch gets angry. He knew that second, that rega. V'hainu to amaluhu navi li Yisrael. And that's what the Navi says to Yisrael, it's the Haftarah in that week's parasha. Ami zachar no mayad balak melech mayav. And the end of the pasuk says, Leman das tzidkais Hashem. May leman das tzidkais Hashem. Amar lozo, 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 that day that Bilam was trying to Mekal the Eden, I did not get angry at all. Shemalika asked, there's Darmus in the name of Yisrael, Sri Duplit. There would be nothing left from Klal Yisrael if that, Chas Hashem. If at any time that day got angry. So that didn't get angry at all. That was Laman Sitkas Hashem. The Pasuk starts off, Ami Zechor Namayod, Balak, when the times of Balak, that was Sitkas Hashem. Behind it, Dukama Bilam Le Balak, Ma Ekev Le Kame Kael, Ma Ezzoim Le Zaham Hashem. And see, he's saying, Loizam Hashem, Hashem, they're not getting angry. Melamed shekol oison hayomim loizam. So Gemara asks, Vekama zam, like how much is the zam? Rega. Vekama rega. Omer avitem rav avira, rega kememre. Rega, like the word. Like the word rega, that's how long it was. So the obvious question is, that we just finished saying before, how much a rega is. So Meritzchi is over here says, that the maxim did not know the b'raisa before. He didn't know the Brisa before, so he had a different question, and it's a different pshat. But the Mashal learns that, Mashal is not over here, the Varizara, he learns that it's the exact same time. Rega Kememre is the same amount of time as before. But that's a little shver, because you can't say Rega 16 times in 1 second. There's a different Girsa before, the Enfide Girsa will come out to much less, it'll come out to around 4 times, a quarter of a second, then it's better to understand. That's one thing I want to speak out. The only one I want to speak out is Tosfos. The question is, if Hashem only gets angry for one rega, the word rega, that's it. So what can you say really then to destroy Klal Yisrael on that 1 second? So Taisa has two truths. One Taisa is that you can say kalem, same thing as rega. And the other thing Taisa says is that once you start the klala and that sha'a, it'll be mazik even afterwards. Once you start that time, that's called that time. It's Taisa's two mahalchum. When we're no longer rega reseach, how do you know that it's a minute? That's how long Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry. We saw before a ride that gets angry. But how do you know how long it is? So the Gemara Shneimar ki rega biyapa ichayim v'tzayinah. This rega biyapa, the anger is for a rega. But what you say, Mahacha, a more famous pasuk. Both of them are famous. The next one's pasuk was the song. Chavi kemat rega ad yavor zaam. So you see, it is a rega also. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's af. The anger is one second, a rega, less than a second. Oma Abaya, Bahanach Tlashoi Kamaisa, when does, Ve'emus, I forget the word, Ve'emus Rosach, when does the Kodesh Baruch get angry? Oma Abaya, Bahanach Tlashoi Kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the day, Ki Chivra Karvalos Atarnagorla, when the crest of the Tarnagor gets white. Ve'koi Achad Kara, and he's standing on 1 foot. Break the Gemara, call Shaita Shaita Nami Koyochi. Oh, you go to a farm, you'll always see once in a while the chicken standing on 1 foot and his crest being white. They always had little red streaks in the crest. But he's shaita less be shriki sumki. There's no red streaks in the crest. So I had a question over him. Very obvious question. The Gemara before said that Bilam was the only one in the world who knew when a Kodesh Baruch is angry. No one else knew. Ain't called Beria of a Beria. What do I mean? We just give you a simon now. When the chickens are 1 foot. Heard the pastor question. So I saw that it didn't Eitz Yosef is on the Pirish on the Ein Yaakov that he answers that Bilam knew even when Adonai Simonim knew when it was. And he was the one who gave us the simon. We never knew the simon of a time ago. Bilam knew when the time was, and he was mechayesh to us, you know, that's the simon, because he knew when it was, and he saw that's when that happened, the chicken. So he was the one mechayesh the whole simon. That's the pshat.
Why did Hashem have to be Zayim Mechal? Just change the time.
That's a good question. It could be Bilam always knew, could always figure it out. Without, he could figure it out just that much he knew, I guess, from the Tkayach. Tumma, somehow he figured out when it was. He always know what it is. It could be always know. Ahumina, it's a better kasha if you had the simon, but Bilam the Fiat knew about the simon, so then it could be. Ahumina, the Havish Vusra Shua Malevi. There'll be a story about this. There was a minim Shua Malevi. There was a fellow, not a good person, a Rasha, in the neighbor of Shua Malevi, have a commentary to be Krayi. He used to bother a lot of times Shua Malevi from Sukkim. You know, say, what does Chazal say about this? What does Chazal say about that? He said, bother him. And Rav Shuva Levi decided, you know, once and for all, we have to get rid of him. He's a Rasha, he's bothering us to get rid of him. So, Yom Echad, Shakal Tana Gailov, Ukwe Ben Kari Da Arsei. So, Rav Shuva Levi took a chicken, brought it for the first 3 hours there, put it next to his bed. Va'ayin Bein, he was ba'ayin it the whole time. It's like watching, you know, grass grow. He's watching to see, still, when he stands on 1 foot and his crest turns white, he'll know, he'll be able to be Makalel this. We call this min. V'ayin be'yu sova kimota hu shaita, I'll tell you, I'll curse him. Kimota hu shaita. When that time came, Naim, he fell asleep. He dozed off. Omar, he said to himself, Shmami alav erichar levevet hachi. It's not the right thing to do to punish other people. It says, V'racham avakol ma'isav, k'siv. Hashem has v'racham all the ma'isim, even the Rishom, you have to have a rachmanis. V'ksiv, gam anoish l'tzadik v'toyv. It's not good for tzadik to cause anoish to someone else. That's not a good thing. And therefore, he said, it must be, it's not a good thing to do. And in Tosis, it's a shayla for a goy or for a yid, ayin shom. So, the Gemara writes, Tano mishmei de Rav Meir, b'shasha chamas rachas, when the sun comes up, b'chol malchi mizruch ha-meir, now the Gemara is explain why the first 3 hours is a time of ka'as v'Hashem. Tano mishmei de Rav Meir, b'shasha chamas rachas, b'chol malchi mizruch ha-meir, of all the kings of the east and the west, v'nichim kisreim v'rasheim, they dress up very nicely for the Avodah Zarah, they put on their crown, u'mishtachim l'chama, miyad koyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right away HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And that's why in those 3 hours is a time of kaas, because these malachim do this. There's a little bit of aura over here, chayim malachim don't get up till after 2 hours, but yeah, that's the shtigla aura. Aram of Yechon HaMashar of Yaisi, toiva maridus achas v'vishu od v'yesh v'kam malkiyotz. It's better, it's more efficient, a little like a hachna'ah in a person's heart, more than a bunch of patch, a bunch of lashes of malchus. Shnemar, v'rotvas ma'aveha, v'amra elcho v'shuva el ishi arishin. This is a mashal on a lady who leaves her husband and goes after someone else. And l'maisa, she has charata, and she has and she says, I'm going to go run back to my first husband. So you see, and those psukim is weird that there was Yisurim told them that didn't help. Only after it was Achnoah, Belev, her own lave, then she said she's going to go back to her husband. So you see, it's stronger, the Achnoah is stronger than any punishment. It's better the fear in a smart person than the lashes, the patch of a fool, even 100. So you see, it's better, you know, Ikka Tshuva is in the lave. It doesn't help so much the punishment, Ikka Tshuva is in the lave. According to Rav Yaisi, at least, that these three things that Moshe asked, it's in Parashat Sisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to him and gave it to him. Bikesh tisha shchina Yisrael. He wanted shchina to be shayra on Yisrael. V'nasa lo shenevar. Haloi belechtecha imanu. It says, the whole pasuk goes like this. Ma yivada eifai kimertzasi chen beinecha divamcha. Haloi belechtecha imanu. If you're going to come with us. Rashi and Chumash says that Hashem said to send a malach and not Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So he asked, please let the Shekhinah be with us. And Hashem said yes. Hashem answered yes, because it says in the pasuk, Gam is davar zeh shedivarta eser. That's the first request. First request was, please be with us. Ba'keish l'tishra Shekhinah alai v'chavim v'nosloi. He asked that Kadosh Baruch Hu should not be Mashra Shekhinah on Goyim, and that was given to more so. Shenem avin aflinu ani v'amecha. We should be separate. Back in Shloidiyah, Drachos Shekarish Baruch Hu, he wanted to know the ways of Shekarish Baruch Hu. V'nasim lo, Shenem avadiyeni no es deruchecha. Amo far v'rin Shloilam. What do you want? Which Drachom do you want to know? He asked the v'rin Shloilam like this. V'rin ma yesh tzadik v'toyv loy. Why is there tzadikim who have a good? V'yesh tzadik v'ralay. And some tzadikim don't have so good. Yesh rasha v'toyv loy. He's a rasha. And look, he's living it up. Yesh rasha v'ralay. What's pshat in this? Amaloi. I'm like, Moshe, tzaddik v'toyv loy, if he's going good, it must be tzaddik ben tzaddik. He has chus avos also. Tzaddik ben ra loy, and tzaddik ben rasha. He's a tzaddik himself, but he comes from Rasham. Rasha v'toyv loy, rasha ben tzaddik. He has his chus avos, and rasha ra loy, rasha ben rasha. That's what he answered him. According to Rech and Reyesi, all three questions were answered, including the question, Hadiyeni no esther rechecha. We'll see the Gemara to bring down Chalkim momentarily. Omar. Tzadik v'tav toiv loy, tzadik v'tzadik. Tzadik v'ra loy, tzadik v'rasha. If his tzadik's not going good, it must be as far as a rasha. Break the mar, indi, v'ksiv, poiked avoyin avoyis avonim, v'ksiv avonim lo yimusu al avoyis. There's a kasha. One pasuk says that the avoyin avoyis will go on the bonim, and one pasuk says the bonim will not die for the father's chatam. V'ramini k'raya doidi, we have a stira in Tupsuk, and mashininon, and the tarot to the stira is, that means that the only time you suffer for your father's aveira is only if the person himself does aveira. So how can you say a tzaddik ben rasha has a bad because of his father? What do you mean? He's a tzaddik. He's not being oiches as ma'isa v'seim b'yadeim. So what's pshat? Zok Gemara, Ella hachi kamar. So we're changing what he said before. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered. If it's tzadik v'toyv loy, it's tzadik gomer. Tzadik v'ra loy, tzadik she'en gomer. Rosh v'toyv loy, rosh she'en gomer, so you can have it good. Rosh v'ra loy, rosh gomer. So again, we're still saying he answered the question, the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered the question, but we're changing it. That's not tzadik v'en tzadik who has the good, it's a tzadik gomer who has the good. And if a tzaddik doesn't have a good, it means not a tzaddik gomer, not 100% tzaddik. Well, please, Rameyah, this whole thing is arguing Rameyah. Don't Rameyah, shtayim nosloi, the first two questions were given to him, ve'echas le'nosloi, the third thing was not given to him. The question of ha'dieni nosloi rechecha was not answered. Shenem ha'vachanoisis ha'shar ochoin, avishen ha'hogun. Rechecha shar rachem, avishen ha'hogun. The Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, I will give good to someone even if he's not worthy of it. And I give him rachem, even not worthy of it. You don't know my ways, and whatever, you know, you're not going to know, ever understand. Tzadik v'ralei, like we know, and Rosh of a toiblet. It says vayta in the psukim there, vayoyim alei sucha liris es panai. It says there that, and Rashi brings down, that after Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Eitz Ratzon, he was getting all those things answered. He said, you know what, he wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem answered, no, that really you can't do. Alei sucha liris es panai. So tonam shvedi Rav Yishuv and karcha, kacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, k'shuritzisi, when I wanted you to see me, loy ratisa. It says about a snare, Hashem sent come closer, and says he was scared. But it says in the passage that he was scared to get close. So he says at that time, you know, it says v'yem anoichi elikei avich elikei avram ki yitzol ki yakav ayasta moish uponov ki yorei mehabit el elikim. He was scared. So k'shuritzisi lo ratisa achshat the raitsa any raitsa. Now you want I can't agree. So it comes out that it was a shtickle taina on Moshe Rabbeinu to snare, a little bit of a taina. They're saying when you wanted, you didn't come and see. In the schar of three things that were, you know, three things in the pasuk there, but a snare, he was zeich the three other things. V'schar sholish, zochel sholish, v'schar. V'schar sholish. V'schar v'yasta Moshe ponov. In the schar that Moshe covered his face by the mice of the snare, zochel l'klast upon him. V'zochet to the karne hoid. The karne or that his face lit up after he came down from Har Sinai. B'schar ki yorei, that he was scared by the snare, zochel v'yiru v'gesher lov. The Yidin was scared to get too close to him without covering his face. He was zaycha that he did see some part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Tumas Hashem Yabet, which is Mara Acharayim, which was a Kesher Shel Tefillin. He saw. So you see, according to Rav Shmuel Achmeini, that it was a shtickle of schar. He got a schar for this. So a shtickle of schus for him to not look at the snare. The pasuk says, "Taka v'asirisias kapi v'risias achayra." Rav Chana bar Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasida. What does that mean? That he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu's back. Malamet shahera Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe keshes shatfilim. He showed him the keshes shatfilim that's in the back of the head. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, like we said before in yesterday's daf. Om Rav Yechanan, Meshum Rav Yosi, Kol Dibur v'Divur Shosu Pikadosh Baruch Hu Taiva. I feel like tonight lechazabai. Anything Kadosh Baruch Hu ever says, letaiva. Even Al Tanai will come to fruition in some way. After the mice of the eagle, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that Herefimani v'ashmidein v'emcha shemam tachas shemayim v'esa oyischa legoi otzum v'ravimenu. I'll make you into a big I'll make you into a huge I forgot the boy Moshe Rachmiel. Even the Moshe Davin, that shouldn't happen. A lot of the Milsa. Happened to his children that became big om. Shenemar, b'nei Moshe Gershom Elazar, v'yibnei Elazar, says v'yibnei Eliezer, it says Eloshon Rechavya Rovu L'mayla. Rovu L'mayla. And the Gemara says, v'nei Rechavya Rovu L'mayla, v'tarav Yosef, I skipped the word, Rechavya HaRosh, v'nei Rechavya Rovu L'mayla, v'tarav Yosef, l'mayla m'shishim ribuy, more than 600,000. How do we know? Asya Ravi Ravik, Sivaka Rav al Malik, Sivasam, and you saw Paru, Vayishutsu, Vayirbu. We know there were 600,000. So you see, it was Niskayim by his children, the Ribui that was promised to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. You know, it was Al Tanai, it still came to fruition.